Last year at the very end in the wrap-up with Chandra, there was a question on public-private partnerships, and I think that's what stimulated having a session this year on public-private partnerships. I'd like to set the stage a little bit with a couple of comments at the beginning. What we've seen so far is that when prices go up, people get hurt. We saw that in 2008. We're seeing it again now, this past summer. But we also know that when prices go down, people get hurt. They're different people. And one of the speakers yesterday pointed out that hurt, both when they go up and when they go down, is particularly acute in rural areas. A lot of that is because of the lack of infrastructure and the delivery of inputs to agriculture in the rural areas. It's also because a lot of people in rural areas are not connected to markets or have nothing to sell. In other words, the higher prices are not transmitted to many of the rural areas, particularly in Africa south of the Sahara. And at the same time, higher prices don't help those because so few of them have surplus to sell. The interesting thing is that the private sector does know how to reach people. If you don't believe that, remember that you can buy Coca-Cola, Pepsi, cigarettes, and alcohol in almost any rural area. And they do that delivery far better than governments can. They can also help to define and develop infrastructure in the delivery of goods to and from those rural areas. One of the things that the public sector can do very well is research, both in governments and in the NGOs and in the research institutions around the world. They're very efficient at that. The issue then is how do you connect what governments do well and the NGOs do well and what the private sector can do very well. The interesting thing about research, many of our research institutions follow the model that you do research, you publish it in a journal, it is data dense, it is impenetrable to the outsider, and they throw it on a shelf and hope that someone will find it useful. As a result, what we have to do is find a way of connecting the research, directing it in a way that it can be used successfully by the private sector, and finding really an emerging business form called public-private partnerships. That's what we're here to talk about this morning, both what they do, what they cannot do, why they can succeed when other business forms are not providing the services and the marketing in many of the rural areas. We have four speakers this morning. I will be joined by my colleague, Dr. Murray Eisman, who is dean at University of British Columbia, as co-chair this morning.